Today is the feast of St. James the Apostle. So happy feast day to all my many friends named James. But who is it whose name you bear? Jacques, Jacob, Giacomo, Yakolos, Yaakov, Jacob, Seamus, and Jamie. Who was James? James, brother of John, was one of the original 12, one of the two sons of Zebedee, a fisherman, and a privileged witness with Peter and John of the transfiguration of Jesus. Most sources agree that he was the first apostle, the very prominent leader of the Christian community in Jerusalem, first to be martyred, probably sometime between 41 and 44 of the Common Era. But that is all we know reliably. Legend tells us that the community put his remains on a boat and transported them from Jerusalem to Compostela in Spain, where they were, quote, found, unquote, in the 9th century. It became an immensely popular place of pilgrimage, even to this very day, perhaps second only to Jerusalem. Were his remains ever in Spain? Probably not. More importantly, does it matter? It probably mattered to medieval folk, but it seems to matter not at all to the modern pilgrim who undertakes what can be an arduous but grace-filled journey. As a university student in Paris, I made the annual student pilgrimage from Notre-Dame de Paris to Notre-Dame de Chartres with an international group from my parish. When we arrived, after several days of walking, the chairs had been removed from the cathedral, and we all, thousands of students, sat on the floor. You might say it was a proto-World Youth Day. Like most pilgrims, I will never forget it. I would say that my visits to Israel were pilgrimages, and perhaps my first time in Rome, or my one time at Lourdes, but I have never walked the Camino. So I asked some friends what this unique, ancient, and grace-filled experience was like for them, and it is a privilege to share it with you. Everyone speaks of the preparation, both physical, which can be grueling, and spiritual. As one person shared, pilgrimages are more about stopping than going. Stopping your ordinary life and opening yourself to something new, to transformation, to risk, to strangers who may be angels in disguise. That takes spiritual and psychological preparation. But for everyone, it's about the journey, not the destination, which is why it matters so little whether James is now or has ever been there. It is also why so many people are satisfied with making part of the Camino, because it's the journey that counts. And of course, journey is an enduring theme of the scriptures, and indeed of all major spiritual traditions. Being pilgrims on this planet is truly who we are, and the Camino is a powerful way of getting in touch with that. On this journey, one accepts the weather, the sometimes difficult terrain, the solitude, even the pain, and one's own fragility, as we persevere with God's grace to whatever end we have chosen. One person's prayer was, "O God, show me the next step." For another, it was, "Pilgrim, confident in the love of Jesus, poor as I am myself, may I be able to taste the joy of abandoning myself into the hands of the Father." Along the way, with our walking stick as our companion, we are invited to listen, walking in silence, perhaps alone, to listen to nature and to God, to let ourselves be surprised by the beauty around us, to take the time to contemplate and to give thanks. While cool water is a precious gift, also a precious gift is the time to meditate on the Word of God alone or with others along the way. The stone crosses, the seashells, the ancient chapels are daily joys we encounter. Most joyful is what happens interiorly. Every person who makes this journey has their own reason. Some have no reason they can articulate for you. One of the most powerful aspects for me in my simple pilgrimage experiences was the presence of all those in the communion of saints who had gone before me on this route. They walk with you on the Camino too. Everyone grows. It is the nature of pilgrimage. In the words of a beloved song, we are a pilgrim people. We are the Church of God. If we reflect seriously, we know that the pilgrimage journey is a way of life for all of us, each in our own way. And to quote a friend, everybody has to walk their own Camino.